the Ten Commandments. Forward. The importance of a series of studies on the Decalogue is emphasized by the fact that it deals with the summary of all truth and therefore embraces the whole duty of man. The law of God demands a careful and prayerful consideration by every free moral agent living under its jurisdiction and subject to its penalties, and this includes the whole human race. Obedience to it is the evidence of love and loyalty, and has in all ages been the distinguishing mark that has separated the worshippers of the true God from the devotees of all false deities and counterfeit religious concepts. The Ten Commandments constitute the only part of divine revelation given directly by God Himself without the assistance of a human instrument. The Decalogue was spoken by the voice of God under circumstances that sent its message rolling down through the millenniums of time to our day, and on into the endless cycles of eternity. Its precepts were chiseled by the finger of God in tables of lasting granite to indicate their value and perpetuity. Through the gospel, the same eternal law that sums up all human duties and relationships is rewritten by the Holy Spirit on the fleshy tables of the heart, so that the Word is again made flesh and God's will is done on earth as it is in heaven. The new covenant experience magnifies and enforces the righteous demands of the law in the daily life, so that one can say with Christ, I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yeah, thy law is within my heart. This book was written for and is dedicated to the purpose of emphasizing the spiritual nature and lessons of the Decalogue, with the hope and prayer that the reader may know from experience the imputed and imparted righteousness of Christ that makes it indeed the law of liberty. The author.